Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome into the show on this Thursday. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff with you. NBA Finals start tonight. Nobody in the world can find a path for the Miami Heat, yet Andrew Perloff, yes, feels like he has found the secret sauce for a team that is the biggest underdog going into the finals of the last 30 years. I'd love to hear this.
Is it really 30 years?
Something like that.
But there's nothing secret about this sauce. I'll give you three reasons.
Three reasons.
And the number one is probably the most important one. Eric Spoelstra. He is a top 10 coach of all time. And can you honestly sit here and tell me Mike Malone is top 1,000 of all time?
Oh, come on.
No, Mike Malone, I love Mike Malone. His post-game interviews are awesome. Always backs his guys. But he has no experience at this level where Eric Spoelstra does. And we know that Spoelstra is a brilliant tactician. There's just unknown with Mike Malone. Can he handle this level? Maybe he can. But if you're looking for a reason to pick the Heat, isn't that the number one reason?
Okay, but just the idea that the Heat are going to play zone defense. Like he, you know, yeah. Eric Spoelstra is a coach. He's not a magician. He can't all of a sudden make, you know, Tyler Hero's hand get better for game one. He can't make Victor Oladipo come back. You know, there's just going to be a talent disadvantage that Miami Heat is at.
Well, yeah, but he's made up for. First of all, that zone has worked remarkably well in the playoffs. And, you know, you would think the Nuggets are a bad team to use zone on. But if there is something to be figured out, how to slow down this Nuggets offense, which has been unbelievable, he's going to figure it out. So that's number one. Okay.
Can I just point out something about Michael Malone? I think he's going by Michael these days.
Oh, okay,
Mike,
sorry.
Malone, whatever.
Michael Malone has I don't like the rhythm of that.
Yeah, I don't either. We'll go with Mike. The other thing about Mike Malone, though, is if you would say Heat culture is far and away like the best NBA culture,
yeah,
who would you say is possibly his number two?
Milwaukee?
I was going to say Golden State. Now, take Golden the Draymond State. Green punching one of his teammates. Take that off the table. Before we knew that Draymond Green punched Jordan Poole, wouldn't you say Golden State probably had the second best culture in the NBA?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Mike Malone was assistant coach of the year. Yeah. Where? The Golden State Warriors. He was hired originally by Mark Jackson.
Oh, come on.
Stayed on through Steve Kerr. So it's not like just Eric Spoelstra and Heat culture have the market cornered on culture. Like, Mike Malone also was there for the beginning of this Warriors dynasty culture, and that's got to matter for something.
There's two reasons they have that culture. The number one, he's a humble superstar, Steph Curry. And then you have Miami is Jimmy Butler. So it's not just, we'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
But assistant of the year, that's really your counter to Eric Spoelstra.
Assistant
of the year.
There you go.
Okay.
Number two. As voted on by the other assistants, I don't know.
Yeah. Who votes on the assistant of the year? That's a great question. The Denver Nuggets are not really built to beat the Miami Heat. Yeah. Sounds weird, huh?
Yeah, that is weird.
First of all, they're gigantic. And the Heat, you don't need any size, and you're already bigger than them.
Yeah.
They are centered around Jokic, but what's the one thing that has worked all postseason against Joker? What's the one player who had any success against him?
Rui Hachimura.
The 6'9 power forward who leaned into Jokic's body. So Miami doesn't need a 7-footer to go against Joker. Joker kills other 7-footers, slow 7-footers. They can bring in smaller bodies and push on Joker. I mean, they're not going to stop him. But listen, all the strengths Denver has are sort of neutralized because Miami is nothing but guards and Bam Adebayo. Now, Adebayo will try to cover Joker. He'll have maybe some games that are good, some are bad. But basically, you don't need all that height. You don't need Michael Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon against a team that's filled with 6'5 guys. So I think Miami's small ball is completely something foreign to what the Nuggets have seen so far. And it might just be the one thing that they can't handle.
Okay, compelling argument. However, when you say Rui Hachimura really stopped Joker.
Shut him down.
They swept that series. Yeah.
Despite Rui's defense.
Yeah, they didn't win a game. They were close, I guess. The Lakers were in those games. They weren't blowouts, but it's not like Hachimura is now the Joker the Jokic stopper. You know,
yeah,
he put
right.
up more of a fight than, you know, Anthony Davis, I guess.
Well, one of the problems is the Heat doesn't have a Hachimura. They have Bam Adebayo and then one of the Zeller brothers.
Yeah,
and Kevin Love.
Kevin Love, yeah.
Yeah, Kevin Love cannot be out there.
Wait, but how about this one?
Yeah.
I thought the idea is you let Joker go off. You don't double team him. You let him score as many points as possible. It's the old Kobe Bryant thing. Let Kobe get 40 and everyone else you shut down and you'll win.
Right, and Miami's actually really, really good at defending the three. So unless you have two guys on Joker, you're going to slow down KCP. You're going to slow down Jamal Murray, at least make them hit twos. And then Miami will bomb you this postseason, especially. They're shooting 39% from three. They will bomb you from outside, which kind of takes away that big front court of Denver. So I kind of think, although, by the way, Denver's, you know, they're 6-0 the last 3 years against Miami. I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
So the matchup seems good, but that has nothing to do with this playoffs. I think small ball is at least gives them a puncher's chance. Number three, you're not going to like. But I can tell you the number three reason the Heat have a chance, a path to the NBA title.
Okay, lay it on me. Why am I not going to like it?
Because it's kind of weak.
Okay.
But
okay.
Have you've watched this playoffs. How many ankles have we seen turn in this NBA playoffs?
You can't do that, though.
At least 40.
Yeah, and at least 20 of them have been on the Heat.
Actually, Boston was turning a lot of ankles, too. Jason Tatum turned his ankle. Yeah. If something happened to Joker, this all of a sudden it goes from, what, minus 400 Nuggets to minus 400 Heat. Because if you take Joker off that Nuggets team, the Heat are so much better. Now, I know that's a crazy statement, but I do feel like this has been the most injury-plagued NBA playoffs I ever remember, Maggie. So why, if you were going to bet on the Nuggets to sweep, that means everyone's going to stay healthy, and I am not 100% sure this spring that that's going to happen.
You cannot count on a Jokic injury. I mean, if anything, you count on a Jamal Murray injury.
Yeah, well, give me a Murray.
Or Michael Porter, but even that, I think still Denver could win. So
how are they? Well, with no Joker, they're not winning.
Not with no Joker, but with no Murray, they can still win. I mean, Joker's the key to the whole thing.
I remember they struggled without Murray in the last couple of plays. I know I'm taking him away. By the way, Jimmy Butler is already hurt, so he
Caleb
can get hurt
Martin's
again.
Got a knee thing.
Yeah.
Gabe Vincent has turned an ankle.
Turned an
in
ankle.
The
yes.
Series. Kevin Love's got a back issue. I mean, we could go down.
And it doesn't seem to slow down the Heat at all.
Tyler Hero, it might be back for Game 3, and by then is the series going to be basically a wrap anyway.
So the Nuggets have been incredibly healthy. Obviously, that Sun series was, I think, changed dramatically by the Chris Paul injury. So we'll see. Will that run continue? Probably, but at least that's a path. My last one, that was top three, but I'll give you a fourth. Jimmy Butler. It's just Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, just Jimmy Butler.
Just Jimmy Butler. I don't need to give you any numbers. He is the toughest guy on the court, and he seems to inspire his teammates. And I know Joker is also very tough, but I mean, if you were going to pick guys on a playground, you might want to pick Jimmy Butler because he seems to win a lot of basketball games.
No, I understand that, but the best player on the court is going to be Jokic, and Jimmy's going to be a close second, which got us thinking about Jimmy Butler, his career. I mean, we're all praising him now. He deserves it, the playoffs, everything, but is he a Hall of Famer?
Wait, by the way, I mean, Caleb Martin's in your conversation.
Yes,
the best player.
And of course, the immortal Caleb Martin. How could we ever forget the Mountain West Conference Player of the Year?
Well, I mean, in my mind, it's the LeBron, Jordan, Caleb Martin debate after the way he played the other day. But okay, right. So those are the top two players. But Jimmy is a Hall of Famer. To me, there's no debate here.
You know, it made me think about it just for a second. It's not slam dunk, you know, LeBron James or, you know,
Steph Curry,
someone who's the elite of the elite. Now, the thing is about the Basketball Hall of Fame is that every single person and their mom gets in. They literally induct the mom, too. And it's like the parting of the Red Sea and everyone gets to come into the Hall of Fame. I kid, but only kind of, because they have all this crazy criteria that no one ever lets you know what it is. You never know who votes for the Hall of Fame. This is not like basketball, or excuse me, not like football and not like baseball. The bar isn't super duper high. So is Jimmy Butler going to get in? Yes. Do I think about it for a second? I think about it for a second.
Well, I think the media loves Jimmy Butler. And I think I assume there's some media voters. I think his reputation is so high right now, and that's going to carry through to the rest of his career. I don't think you're going to have to pull up his numbers. People are going to just go, it'll be an eye test thing.
Yes.
Because of the playoff success.
Yeah, because of the playoff success. But like, take for example, Paul George. He's got a playoff P where Paul George has some good playoff numbers, but I don't think Paul George is a slam dunk Hall
of Famer. Yeah, George struggled early in his career in the postseason, where Jimmy has always been a really good postseason performer. But Jimmy, and first of all, Paul George is in as well, but Jimmy's got also the bona fides. He's got 6 All-Star appearances. He just won that silly award that they started doing, the Eastern Conference MVP. And who is it named after again?
Larry Bird.
The Larry Bird. Voters are going to look at that. He's got all defense teams, a lot of all NBA teams. So I think he's fine. If they win, then it's done. But just 2 final appearances alone, that's got to be enough, right?
How are the voters going to look back on the bubble title? Now, you could say it was harder than all the other titles because of the circumstances surrounding the pandemic and having to be away from your families. I personally think it's much easier. No home crowds, no travel. I mean, that would have been Miami to L.A. You're going to tell me that wouldn't have taken its toll on anyone. Even though they're like traveling in the lap of luxury, it still takes its toll. I don't think the bubble title is going to be remembered as...
Well, I mean, he didn't win, but yeah. I mean, the bubble... Getting to the finals in the bubble.
Yeah, getting in the finals, he did. But, like, I don't know if that finals is going to be remembered as, like, an all-time. I don't think it's going to be remembered with all the other ones. I think there's an asterisk.
It won't be remembered because not a single soul on planet Earth watched any of those playoffs. It was the lowest rated playoff. Yeah. Who they even, I assume they beat the Celtics to get there. But I don't remember much about it. I remember the Lakers run very well. And I know the Heat were similar this year. They were surprised. But Jimmy's just, I mean, listen, if he had stayed in Philly... They'd probably be in the finals now anyway. He played really well. Remember the Kawhi game, the 7 bounces?
Yeah.
He was great in that series. Yeah. So I think his consistency in the playoffs. And, you know, Jimmy, he did play his way out of certain cities, but he's still beloved.
I don't think that's going to hurt him. Yeah. Just like I don't think it's going to hurt James Harden. I don't think it's going to hurt Kevin Durant. I mean, everyone has basically asked for a trade. Now, Harden literally quit on 2 teams on the court, and I still don't think that's going to be held against him. This is just a new era, player empowerment, call it whatever you want. I don't think that's going to be held against him.
Also, he was in the movie Office Christmas Party. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Oh.
I heard it's great, though.
It's amazing, and he is actually hysterically funny. It's this great, huge party, and he just shows up in Chicago, and he's very charming on screen. I think likability... in a weird way with Jimmy, does count.
So what do you do with Kyrie Irving?
I mean, he's in the Hall of Never for me.
If likability goes into it, that's going to be a tough one. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Okay, you want to listen to the show? You can. CBS Sports Radio, our affiliates all across the country. We love them. YouTube.com/CBS Sports Radio is where you can watch the show and be a part of the Weedos and the Purple Drinkers. And I see what you all have done. The Weedos, I see what's going on here. Everyone has conveniently changed their username, profile name, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, username. To Carson something.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean?
Carson is now, everyone has changed their names in the chat to something that has to do with Carson, and this is all because of you.
Sure. Carson's Corner.
Because of you and Carson's Corner. Yeah, catching fire. Thanks for nothing, guys. I mean, we get over half the way there to 1,000 new YouTube subscribers, and then we burn the Carson Wentz poster live on the live stream. And then all of a sudden, 3/4 of the show bails out, and not only do they bail on destroying the Wentz poster, they about face and want to double down and create a Carson's Corner. And I honestly thought I had the Weedos on my side.
Nope.
Now it looks like I don't even have the Weedos. Pat Boyle. Are you still with me? Are you going to the Carson's Corner crew?
No, that thing needs to be burned.
Thank you.
Immediately.
Thank you.
See, okay.
Pat gets it. Now they want to put Johnny Carson and Carson Daly and all these other Carsons in there.
Why?
Carson Kressley. Because they're trying to troll me after I've sent 20 emails about destroying this poster. I mean, I'm deep with HR on this thing. I'm figuring out chains and whips, and everyone else in here wants to kick sand in my eyes.
Well, I think there's a basic misunderstanding you have right here.
What's that?
Carson's Corner is inevitable. It's coming. It may not have the Carson Wentz poster, but the rest of Carson's Corner. That's happening.
The avalanche of Carsons.
Why do you need the other Carsons? Who is Carson Kressley?
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy? Come on, Pat. Buy a clue.
Sorry. You got
put
me
it
on
in
that
your
one.
Netflix queue,
pal. Have a Kit Carson?
That I've never heard of.
Kit Carson, the Explorer? You ever think about him?
Nope.
I think it's a him.
I think that's made up.
Kit Carson is extremely famous.
You keep saying it like it's Magellan. We have no idea who this
Kit
person
Carson's
is.
Kit Carson's he's super, super famous. Did you study him in history class?
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm getting some intel from the chat. Thank goodness. They've changed their names to Carson in solidarity with me to support destroying the poster.
Huh, that's funny.
Phew.
There you go. That's
well,
more
I was
like
confused.
It.
No, you should be confused because that does not sound like a move of solidarity. That sounds like a move that's excited about Carson's Corner.
No, because someone changed it to Sick of Carson. There's no one wants Carson. Okay, I was worried. Listen, I lost the whole show yesterday. I thought I lost the Weedos. I might as well just show myself out. I mean, if we can't destroy this poster after all the good work that we've done, and believe me, we've got more work to do, then what are we all doing here anyway?
I mean, Matt, it's going to get to the point where you're going to have to sneak in here in non-show hours. You're going to have to take the poster for yourself, take matters into your own hands.
But I can't turn my back on the people who want to watch this on the live stream. We've donated to charity over this. I mean, we've been talking about this for, what, a month now? I can't all of a sudden take it, Pat, and destroy it. I mean, I owe our viewers to do it on the air.
I think, like, you're adding a lot of rules, though.
Like what?
Like, so we're going to destroy this Carson Wentz poster if we hit the YouTube number.
Yeah.
But what's to stop future Carson Wentz posters? That was never part of the deal.
Well,
never.
I mean, I kind of thought Carson Wentz in perpetuity would be pretty much banned.
No, okay.
From the
I'll agree to know Carson Wentz in an Eagles uniform, but I'm not going to agree to pass
you
out.
You can't do that. Not doing multiple Carson Wentz stops.
What other Carson would you want? Because none of them are even worth respectability.
Well,
we talked about this yesterday.
We went through the whole list. Carson Palmer. They got more excited about Carson Palmer's jersey now being in the studio than when actual Carson Palmer was here in the studio, sitting in that seat right next to me, talking to us about
football. Really excited about Johnny Carson and Carson Daly and Carson City and who was the other Carsons?
Kid Carson. Talking? Well, here's the thing. We actually have a chance to book some Carsons. Harry Carson, maybe Carson Daly works not far from here. I think we could really make Carson's Corner into like a destination place.
Destination.
Like, my brother-in-law, his brother has a kid whose name is Carson. We can get a baby in here,
Pat,
baby Carson.
Whose side are you on
here?
Is TripAdvisor
Carson's Corner?
Yeah, TripAdvisor is going to list Carson's Corner as a destination to come see.
Come to New York, go to the Statue of Liberty. You got to go check out a Broadway show and come down and see Carson's
Corner. Carson energy is a little infectious. I'm starting to buy it.
Carson's Corner is a lot of fun.
Two-Ton Tony, however, is on your side here, Maggie.
Yeah.
He's actually threatening a work stoppage. We will strike for Maggie. So there is a Weedos potential talk for a CBA, maybe a NFLPA / work stoppage work issue.
Do I need a lawyer? I mean, I feel like I might.
You might want to lawyer up.
I might want to get an injunction against Perloff.
I'm thinking of actually expanding Carson's Corner, maybe making an amusement park called Carson's Corner. There's already about 25 restaurants in America called Carson's Corner, and if any of them want to send us T-shirts, they will make Carson's Corner.
You also wanted the Wentz Wheelhouse. We put a stop to that because
that one,
there was only one other Wentz we could think of, which is Pete Wentz.
Pete Wentz, yeah.
No one else.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of Wentzes. There was some older person from the 1800s named Wentz. Okay, so just consider it. Keep an open mind, Maggie. That's all I ask.
I appreciate the support of the Weedos, and I'm sorry that I ever doubted that the Weedos were going to suddenly turn their backs on me in the show.
Put a poll, Mike, into the chat. Should we have Carson's Corner even if we destroy the Wentz poster? Because I think people are going to be into this. Some people.
Listen, Barbara's all over this. Barbara Carroll's in the chat. Carson can live with McLovin in his own house. See, that was the whole predicament here was that you wanted Wentz out of your home.
But part of the problem now is how Stu and I are on board. And I feel like, we have 3 votes to 1. And Stu and I vote, our votes don't count in as much as yours. But if we have 3-on-1, we might actually have to make this work.
I mean, your votes count. This is we're a democracy around here.
I mean, did you see...
Except for sometimes.
Did you see it grow on Pat in the
it
whole...
It took Pat 30 seconds.
Carson's Corner
is... brother-in-law's college roommate has a kid named Carson.
The unofficial mascot of Carson's Corner.
I don't think we need a poll, by the way, because Largent Park says the Weedos are 99% Maggie, 1% McLovin. So I think the poll has already been decided.
Thank you. Thank you, my friends.
Somebody wants to know if a CBA stands for Carson Bargaining Agreement.
Don't do it. This is insane.
I mean, this is becoming a whole Carson thing.
It's getting stupid.
It got stupid a long time ago.
You know, and as soon as I left my mouth, I was like,
he brought that poster in.
Yeah, this thing has been stupid for a while.
Is the second hour of the show Carson and Perloff?
By the way, do you guys notice that thing sat there for about a year before anyone noticed it?
I don't think it was a year.
Oh, it's been there a long time.
Well, we've hated it this whole time. We just didn't have the heart to tell you. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. All right, coming up, your phone calls. What was the question? Jimmy Butler, a Hall of Famer? Also, Perloff laid out some of the reasons why and a path for the Miami Heat to actually win this series. You mentioned Eric Spoelstra. You mentioned
Jimmy Butler,
and you mentioned
small ball. And also, someone's turning their ankle. This is happening.
And someone's turning their ankle. Do you agree with Perloff? Is there a path here for the Miami Heat in the finals against Nuggets? I don't see it. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Don't move. More Maggie and Perloff on CBS Sports Radio in just moments.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. The movement that started off as sort of an offhanded idea is now gaining even more steam. Carson's Corner, estimated 2023. It's, you know, years from now, when you look back at Carson's Corner, like, how did that movement start? It's because, and I don't actually know, it was yesterday. On yesterday's show, we decided if we don't get rid of the Carson Wentz poster, that it will become the sort of anchor for a new area of the studio called Carson's Corner, and I think people are into it. But I could do it with or without Carson Wentz. There's lots of Carsons.
That scares me. And I believe that if any Carson who is going to be admitted into the Carson Corner has to come before the committee, and
what's
it has to
committee?
Be a unanimous vote. And the committee is me, you, Samter, Stu, Pap Boyle today, new intern Brooke, and all of the Weedos.
Yeah, but and all of the Weedos. But generally, I've no say what goes on your side of the studio. I wouldn't have some of these jerseys here. I don't like all this Buffalo Bills paraphernalia.
Well, I mean, it's now you tell me. I mean, I got more stuff at home. I got a signed Jim Kelly picture that I haven't brought in yet. I was waiting.
What about the new bobblehead I got this week, too?
Oh, yeah, your bobblehead that's in the office. But that's not a Buffalo thing.
No.
It's some random reliever from the San Francisco Giants that Carol Perloff found.
My mom is into thrift shop these days, and anytime there's a sports thing, she's like, do you want a Derek Rodriguez bobblehead? I'm like, yes, I do. And if you see anything with the name Carson on it, it is going into Carson's Corner.
And we had to say, who's Derek Rodriguez again?
Yeah, it turns out it's Pudge Rodriguez's son.
Yeah.
Took us a long time to get to that.
But, it did.
Yeah.
Relief pitcher. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. You want to watch the show, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. If you hit subscribe, you're officially Team Maggie. We get one step closer to destroying the Carson Wentz poster. You don't subscribe, I guess that means you're Team Perloff and everyone else on this show who has turncoated on me, and you want Carson's Corner. Choose wisely. I think we all know what the right choice is. Let's go to the phones. Our pal Nick is in Texas. Nick, what's up, dude? How you doing?
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Yep. And he's having a kid.
This one's for you today.
Love it, Nick.
Nick,
the Vitos are—they're giving you the salute.
What's our NBA Finals bet? Let's get to it. Me and Maggie want a piece of this. I assume you would like the Heat in five, right? So we get to take the Nuggets.
This marks roughly 1 year ago that we, you know, added a whole new level to the show, and we had our first bet. I'm a West Coast basketball guy. You're an East Coast guy. Plus, we all know you love a good bandwagon team. So I was thinking it's time for that redemption bet. I don't know. Do you want to stick with your East Coast, though?
Yeah.
So with your Miami Heat, I know you're loving their Cinderella story. I love my West Coast. So, of course, you know, for all the weedos, we got to get our little nugs in.
Wait.
You know,
so. Okay. I've been to Denver many times. I don't remember seeing the Pacific Ocean. I don't know if that's West Coast.
It's Mountain West time zone.
Yeah. We have to stack. Okay, Maggie, you had an idea that I liked before the show.
Okay, wait, but first let's do the stakes.
Yeah, the stakes.
So, Nick, you came up with the bet, so you explain it to everybody. What's on the line? And then I'll give you my idea for how we get this done.
Okay, yeah. No, I was kind of running this through Pearl, and what I had thought was whomever loses, let's do some hot wings, like the really, really, like a hot wing challenge. But also whoever loses, well, I think – and whoever loses, if there's not 1,000 subscribers, you also have to pour some ranch over the head.
Okay, so we got a couple things there. So how about this? I thought it was instead of hot wings, hot nuggets, like Heat and Nuggets together, the spicy nuggets. Whoever loses has to eat spicier nuggets.
But are there hot nuggets? I'm not aware of hot nuggets.
I mean, I think we can make some hot nuggets, right? Can't you just do a chicken nugget and hot sauce? With hot sauce on it? Something like that. We'll get the details of that. But, Nick, here's my idea. And this is a way we can make it Pearl off me and you. Instead of doing Heat Nuggets, because, listen, let's be honest, the Nuggets are an overwhelming favorite right now. The Heat are a massive underdog. How about the person who correctly picks when the series is going to end does not eat the hot nuggets, and the two people who do not correctly pick when the series is going to end, how many games, they have to eat the hot nuggets?
Okay, I like that bet. Okay. We can start with you, Pearl, or Maggie, whoever wants to go first.
Wait, okay, so whoever's closest gets out of the hot nuggets.
Yeah, so whoever's closest and the other two people have to eat the hot nuggets. So I'm taking nuggets in five.
Okay, so Maggie will go first, nuggets in five. I will take... Oh, sorry, Nick, Nick, I'll give you the floor. You could go next. It doesn't matter who wins. You don't have to take either team.
Yeah, just one. Okay. How many games for the series? How many games will the series go?
I think they're going to go six.
Okay.
Ah, dang it.
Nick's taking six. So, Perloff, you've got a big decision to make. Do you really think the Heat have a path here to get it to six games? Which, by the way, I believe the last four finals have all gone six games.
No, Nick just took six.
Oh, no. Oh, he took six?
Yeah, Sorry. Nick, you just took six, right?
Yeah.
So you have to take either seven or four.
Oh, no. Nick, why'd you take six?
Is this an all-time great series that goes seven games, or is it a sweep?
I'll take four.
Smart.
The Heat sweep the Nuggets in four games. No, I'll take four because I really think seven seems hard to do. But then again, man, I think the series is going to be closer than people think. But of those, I'm playing the odds here. I'm going four.
Okay, so we have the bet now. The hot Nuggets is on the table. Whoever... gets it on the nose.
Or no, whoever's closest.
Whoever's closest, but whatever.
So if it goes seven, then Nick wins.
Yes, and then it'll be Nick. I have game five, you have game four.
Poof. This is good. Also, too, Nick, you're in Texas. Like, you know all about spices. You got to orchestrate that part of it.
Make tell us the hottest
darn wings or nuggets, and we're on it.
I mean... the blazing hot sauce that they use at Buffalo Wild Wings is that chili pepper that's 350,000 Scoville units. So something around there. I'll figure it out.
That sounds like some kind of torture chamber. Oh, wait, what? There is, but that's good, though, because there's Buffalo Wild Wings here in New York. There's Buffalo Wild Wings in Texas. We can do that anywhere. I like that.
And what did you think about the ranch over the head?
The ranch over the head. To be honest, I'm a blue cheese person, but I'm going to defer to Perloff on that one.
I don't think we need... I mean, I had to basically have barbecue sauce still in my hair from last year's bet. I don't think we need to do the ranch.
But that's fine. I'll do that.
We'll do the hot nuggets for now. Nick, thanks so much. Fantastic idea on the hot nuggets. Good luck to you. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again soon. So, again, here's the bet. Whoever gets closest does not eat the hot nuggets. The other two people have to eat the hot nuggets. Perloff took game 4. I took game 5. Nick in Texas took game 6. Game 7 is open, but that would obviously go to Nick because he would be the closest.
So Nick's got, in a way, he's got at least 2 outcomes.
I know. You had it, too. You were going to go 2nd, and then you gave it to Nick. That was nice of you.
I would have guessed 6. Although, I mean, I think the odds, I'm not sure what these odds mean, but the odds sort of favored. Denver's got a lot of rest. They got the high altitude at home.
Yep.
If they go up 2-0, then I still think he'd grab at least a game or two at home. And also, as I said before, counting out the Heat, I mean, Maggie, a little part of you has to be nervous about the Heat just because they always defy expectations.
Well, that's why I picked the Nuggets in 5. I think the Heat are going to win a game. I think how it's going to go, Nuggets, who are 8-0 in the postseason at home, 12-3 overall in the postseason. I mean, they've been incredible. I think they win game 1 and game 2 pretty quickly. And then I think game 3, they also win in Miami. Heat put up a big fight in game 4, send the series back to Denver. Denver wins on its home floor.
I like that. So, how are you with spicy foods?
Great.
See, I am terrible. So this could be quite noteworthy.
I am
not good. I mean, you heard what he said, 300 spivels?
Yeah, what was that?
I have no idea. Have you guys ever heard of measurement?
Scoville unit, I believe he said.
What's that,
Celo? Are you aware?
I just remember the word that he said because I was like, I've never heard that before.
Can we get a Google
on that?
I think
that's what he said.
Scoville unit.
I believe that is the official measurement of spiciness.
There you go.
And that's named after a person named Scoville?
Carson Scoville.
The ranges of Scoville heat units typically used to call a pepper mild, medium, or extra hot.
There you go.
And they got an abbreviation on that?
What? They're serving this at a run-of-the-mill Buffalo Wild Wings?
SHU is the abbreviation.
Okay. And it is named after American pharmacist Wilbur Scoville, whose 1912 method is known as the Scoville organoleptic test.
There you go. Of course,
we know the Scoville organoleptic test.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows that. Duh.
So wait, are we going to set the limit on how many Scoville units we're going here? Because I don't want to go above 316.
Everyone has their limit.
Have those nuggets tested before I eat them.
Wait, by the way,
send them to the lab.
I've eaten a million nuggets in my life. I've never heard of a hot and spicy nugget. So I guess you can get a boneless wing.
Yeah.
A boneless wing, which is basically a nugget.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that.
Hold on a second. I mean, there's a difference between a nugget and a boneless wing.
Yeah, we did go over that. But I think for our purposes, we're probably going to just do the boneless wings.
Mike, you don't really think there's a difference, do you?
100%.
What?
A nugget has got a little bit more flatness of a surface, right? It's almost wide and flat, whereas a boneless wing has got almost more of like a globular, circular.
I can't believe you guys have been corrupted by the boneless wing lobby.
If you go to whatever.
Big boneless.
Yeah, you're not. No.
First of all, they've
got to be ornery, like cloudy looking. Shape of clouds.
I think they've got to look ornery?
Yeah.
Like angry?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shape of clouds.
Think of like
cumulonimbus? I mean, there's all types of clouds.
Like a rigid turtle shell. It's got to have ridges and.
If you guys go to Buffalo Wild Wings and get a big order of boneless wings, I'm going to say just go next door to McDonald's and get nuggets because that's all you're eating chicken nuggets.
How stoned are you guys when you walk into the Buffalo Wild Wings that you came up with it looks like clouds?
Depends what day of the week it is.
How about this? If you walk into a Buffalo Wild Wings and you say, I'll have the chicken nuggets, they'll look at you like you have 3 heads.
Not all. First of all, your kid's too young to understand this. Not all chicken nuggets come in that flat McDonald's way. You can get
different shapes.
Chunkier chicken nuggets that look like real chicken.
I mean, who wants their chicken nugget to look like chicken? I mean, come on.
There's two types of nuggets. There's chicken nuggets and there's dino nuggets. And there's no other way around it.
But if you go, okay, let's be honest here. Do you guys order boneless wings?
Yes.
All the time.
I do as well.
I mean, I'll order a mix of regular wings and boneless wings. But
really, is it that taxing to eat a chicken wing?
It's messy.
Yeah, I kind of actually, you guys have me. I'm getting hungry for anybody want to order boneless wings?
How many Scoville units are they going to be?
I'm 1,000% down if anybody wants to order during the break.
And Perloff.
Oh boy.
I'm thinking Scoville. Did you say you didn't want to go above 316 on the Scoville unit?
Yes.
You know, a jalapeno pepper is like 2,500.
I think he meant 316,000. Isn't that what your guy there said? That
the 316,000.
316,000. Okay. Are you saying units? BW3 does something that spicy?
Because they're hot. They're hot sauce. They're hottest buffalo sauce, I think.
Oh my gosh!
I'm down. Yeah, no, this is gonna be fun.
Flaming hot, I think he said, or something.
You know, I'm suddenly a lot more interested in these finals. Yeah, because I'm wondering, is this gonna be a moment when we're all gonna completely crap our pants on the air? Is that gonna happen?
Are we talking literally or figuratively?
Well, whatever. You know, we're gonna there's gonna be like steam coming out of our ears.
Hopefully, just
suddenly
our ears.
There's a lot more. Suddenly, there's a lot more riding on this finals than just whether Jokic can live up to the hype.
Well, if you happen to have to throw up, you could always. You know, accidentally directed towards Carson's poster.
You know what? That's a good idea.
Who ralphed on Carson's corner?
That's a good way to get rid of it. Oh, man. All right. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. So everyone's clear. Everyone's got the bet. Hot Nuggets. Perloff's got game four. I've got game five. Nick in Texas has game six. And game seven, I guess.
Yeah.
And whoever gets it right is spared.
Right. And then we form an indie rock band called Hot Nuggets.
We're now available for weddings and bar mitzvahs. Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. We'll get to the latest from Tom Brady in just a moment. But to the phones, the Maggie and Perloff show NBA Finals bet has now been set in stone. We've signed the contract in blood. We did that in the break. When will the finals end? Perloff's got game four. I've got game five. Nick in Texas has game six. The two losers and seven. The two losers have to eat incredibly spicy hot nuggets, heat nuggets, you get it.
I'm going to be out of it first. The second, you know, say the Heat win game one, then I'm already done.
They're already, yeah. Well, unless done. They sweep, which well, if the Heat would really be something.
If the Heat win game one, then you're in trouble too. I have a feeling it might be you and me eating wings. I'd say Nick has got the best chance, then you're right behind him, and then I have the third best chance because I have four games.
Yeah, but the odds on this are so stacked towards the Nuggets mm-hmm. that this thing could be over really quickly.
Oh, I don't know.
All it takes is an ankle sprain. I mean, one Jimmy Butler, you know, broken toe and this thing might be over.
He said he won't use that as an excuse. His ankle's already hurt. Can't get hurt worse.
Let's go to the phones, 855-212-4CBS. Nebby's in Pennsylvania, out of the chat, into the show. What's up, Debbie? How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you guys?
We're great. A little nervous about these nuggets, but whatever.
Well, if you're looking for something really hot, there's a sauce called Dave's Insanity Sauce.
Oh, boy. All right. I don't want, like,
you know.
That
depends on how much you guys hate yourself.
Well, I don't want to burn the taste buds off my tongue forever, but sure. What else you got, Deb?
You're going to win anyway.
I hope so.
But anyways, Perloff, did you get into somebody from the chat? Stash before the show with your top five reasons that he'd have a chance in this because Maggie's probably being right on board here with with the gentleman sweep.
I hear you. The first part I definitely agree with. There's many stashes going on in the chat right now.
Everyone's and I think got people, something in the chat.
People are very generous with that, but no, I just say, listen. How many times have we done this to the Heat? Did you pick the Heat over the Bucks? Debbie, no, I don't think you did.
No, I didn't, but I also know that Boston, you know, some Boston fans that I know really weren't looking forward to playing the Heat in the first round. They were happy when they lost that first play-in game.
Well, what about the one point I had that I really actually do like? This is the ultimate small ball team. They're tiny. That's got to throw off the Nuggets, who are gigantic.
I mean, listen, small ball worked for the Warriors. They just needed basically the two best shooters of all time to be on that team. I don't know if Gabe Vincent and Caleb Martin are going to be the new Splash Brothers. Maybe.
They are. They're the undrafted Splash Brothers.
And one more thing before I go. Please join us in the YouTube chat and like and subscribe and become part of Maggie's army. Carson Wentz must go.
Thank you. Nebby, thank you. I knew I could count on you. It's basically now Team Maggie versus Team Carson's Corner.
Yeah.
Congrats. If you subscribe, we're about 400 subscribers away from hitting our goal. Have to hit it before the end of the NBA Finals. We get these 1,000 new subscribers. The Carson Wentz poster gets destroyed live on the show. If Perloff and now Samter and Stu and Pat Boyle and everyone else turned against me, if you guys win, then you double down. You get a whole Carson's Corner full of all of your Carson Wentz delights.
I have some stats for you, by the way. Carson is currently ranked the 1,640th most popular given name in the United States with at least 15,000 people first named Carson. It's got to be even more than that. It's,
what am I supposed to do with that stat?
Huh. There are 4.8 people named Carson for every 100,000 Americans. All 4.8 have a home in Carson's Corner.
You're all welcome in Perloff's Carson's Corner. It's your Carson utopia. Big Dave, save us from this, Big Dave. How are you, dude?
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, three quick things. First, I thought for a second that Nick in Texas was suggesting that someone take a wrench over the head, not ranch.
No, but secondly, that's going to be the intense, you know, the attitude era Maggie and Perloff show. Yeah.
I hear you. Second, McLovin, your argument about McNuggets and boneless wings being the same is silly at best. And third, I would take Denver in five against the field. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
All right, Dave, thanks. Love it when the warden checks in. Our pal Big Dave in Kentucky.
Wow. That's an interesting bet. I don't know, though. Are we liable? The more people we get involved in the spicy nuggets?
By the way, I didn't check this through HR. Of course I didn't.
McDonald's has something called spicy nuggets, but I have a feeling those can't be that spicy.
No, that's for the masses, so it's not going to be, you know, like the Insanity Dave's or whatever that Nebby was talking about, or the Buffalo Wild Wings crazy one that Nick was talking about.
Yeah, I'm very nervous about this, but I guess I don't know if we let other people in. How about, by the way, Carson Beck, Georgia quarterback? He's setting up if he wins the starting job, which I assume he will. That'd be a good one to have in Carson's Corner.
It's like you're trying to sell me.
I think there's a lot of guest opportunities off of Carson's Corner. I think you should think about that.
I'm doing it for the show. Mike in California. Mike, what's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
We're doing great. What do you have?
So I was going to let you know, Perloff, you're way off on this whole nugget boneless wing thing. Here's the deal. A nugget is processed byproduct chicken. Stuff that's left over, they compress it, they bread it, it becomes a nugget.
Ooh.
Boneless wings and tenders are pieces of whole chicken with the bones removed and then breaded and done what they're going to do with it. So they're not even close to being the same thing other than the fact that there's chicken in them.
Man, the way you described those nuggets, Mike, was not appealing. It makes me really regret all the thousands of chicken nuggets I've eaten in my life.
Yeah, they're pretty gross.
Ooh. Taste good, though.
It's like the only thing my kids would eat growing up, so they've eaten thousands of nuggets.
Oh, my gosh.
I just made nuggets yesterday for my daughter.
them tonight.
I did have a suggestion for you guys on Nick's other bet about the ranch over the head.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Theoretically, with the way it is, whoever is the farthest away from the actual score would be the one that has to do the ranch over the head.
No, I don't like this.
Maggie, you're safe, and if it's, you know, six or seven, then it's Perloff. If it's less than that, then it's Nick.
No, no, that's not. Why do we have a bigger risk than Maggie?
Well, because he was trying to get a bet with just you and him with the ranch.
Oh, so it's like a side bet between Perloff and Nick.
Want no part of this.
Inspired.
Bet. And Maggie got the first choice of games.
I know. It does feel like I'm kind of winning out on this one. Mike, thanks for the call, pal. Good to hear from you.
I put up a poll on my Twitter, not the show Twitter, just hopefully to skew the results. Are boneless wings and chicken nuggets basically the same thing? Early results say yes.
Well, Mike makes a good point there, though. They are fundamentally different.
Where does Mike's definition of nuggets and wings come from? Is he some sort of poultry expert?
No. Yes, he's the best. He's the best chef on the show, number one. And two, I think he came with like the real deal about what's in chicken nuggets.
But he never said where he got those facts from, and what do they even mean?
It's not facts. It's like facts of the world. Like a chicken wing is a wing.
What is a boneless wing?
Taking the bones out of the wing.
Have you eaten boneless wings? That's not what it tastes like.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.